Yeah, so it's Sunday. What's up, gamers? Welcome to Shrek Attack. I'm Brandon Shrekengoss, and fuck EA! We'll get into it in a little bit here. We have a couple of announcements. The first one, the who, what, where, how, why aren't really important, but the when is, which will get us a little bit into the why, and I suppose how it will affect this podcast. So the when is in about 2 weeks. The why is that I've accepted a new job offer, and now that it's official, I can talk about it. I've put in my 2 weeks at my current job. In 2 weeks, at the end of the season, I'm starting a new job, which is why I really need that month off now, especially, like, I was already planning it, but I really need it now, so I can adjust to my new schedule and see what it means for this podcast and how it affects it. I'm currently thinking, because I will have weekends off, that I might switch to a Sunday, conveniently, you know, a nice little test trial here, but we aren't sure yet. It might still stay on Saturday. I'm going to run a poll at the end of this down in the Spotify, you know, poll section, and it will be, you know, what day should I consider adjusting my schedule to, or should I keep it Friday? I'll probably throw Thursday back on there. That would be a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We'll just see how that goes, and we'll run with it. It's cool. New opportunity. I'm excited. I'm nervous. You know, I'm very excited to get out of my current environment, even though they've been kind of good to me ever since they've got the announcement. There needs to be a day within the next week where somebody blows up, and I'm like, oh, yes, this is why I'm trying to leave. Now, there have been two comments. I've just been real bad at comments, and that's on me. The first comment was back from the draft recap episode, where I asked how you felt about how your team did, and Oberrated said, "Steal a Super Bowl!" Yeah, the Steelers are going to the Super Bowl. It's the Steelers like doing this thing where they think they're the Cowboys, and they're going to the Super Bowl. I mean, they actually do it more often, but it's still something I just don't want to hear. The Lions, they're real good this year, and I still am not like, yeah, they're going to the Super Bowl. It's fine. Ober, I know you're kidding. It's fine. Everything's fine. We'll get together. We'll talk about, you know, somebody who's very overrated. We'll get there. We are going to get there. It's probably going to be season two for me at this point. I have plans for this upcoming week. This upcoming week should come out on time. I have a guest, we'll have it figured out, and then I have plans for the last week, which I need to just start working on now because I know what I want to do. The other comment is apocalypse related, and I've kind of thought about a different approach to how I want to do this episode, so I will get there when I get there. It's going to be season two. I'm thinking of maybe opening up season two with an apocalypse episode where it's my opinion, and then I think we can have multiple apocalypse episodes where I get guests on, and then for their episodes we can focus on how they think the world's going to end, so we have different views here, and I'm not just like, all right, well, that's cool, because it's just a like 5 minute recording. I can actually bounce off them, just get perspective. You're gonna get maybe a small preview of it this upcoming week. I think that's what we're going to go about here with my guest. We'll see how it goes, you know? Now let's get into the meat and potatoes, what this episode's going to be. I said back in, I think it was February, whenever NCAA or EA releases more info about College Football 25, not NCAA 25, College Football 25, we're going to talk about it. And they said they would do it in May. Guess what? It's May. And it was going to work out really well for my schedule because they were supposed to release information on Thursday. And then Thursday they released a couple of like cover picture, like the cover, whatever, the game covers. Fuck. And they just kind of were like, yeah, check it out. We release on July 19th, like we used to. Here's the game covers. What? More information tomorrow. And I was like, I picked up an extra shift on Friday. I wanted a little bit of overtime before I left, you know? Wanted to suck that money up while I was leaving. I also accepted the overtime before I knew I was leaving. But that's minor details, you know? It doesn't make a joke good if I don't go with that. So then, you know, they're like, yeah, so 10 a.m. on Friday, we'll release it. And I'm like, okay, well, I start work at 2. If they release it at 10, I can get to it. It was 10 a.m. fucking Pacific Standard. Who uses Pacific Standard? What the fuck, EA? Like, 1 o'clock comes, everything releases. I cannot record an episode and update it by 2 o'clock at that point. So, I had a very busy Saturday. I wasn't going to do it after work. I had to be up early. I was gone all day. By the time I got home, I was tired. We're here. It's Sunday. We're getting the news out. A little late. I mean, I'm sure you've heard it. I'm sure you've watched YouTube videos on it. Here is my take on it. Let's start with the least important thing. They have CFUT, which is College Football Ultimate Team, which is just fucking dumb. Just fucking stick to calling it NCAA Ultimate Team, aka NUT. I'm not talking about fucking NUT. I'm going to continue to call it NUT. I can't go NUT. Yay. What the fuck, dude? Like, I'm not calling it CFUT. That's just... I understand. Like, maybe they're going for that college feel because there's like UCLA and colleges like that. But I'm not calling it CFUT. It's NUT. Anytime I talk about NUT, it's NCAA Ultimate Team, and it's not worth your money. No Ultimate Team game is worth your money. Let me repeat that for everybody who is considering spending thousands of dollars on cards that do not carry over to the next year. Any Ultimate Team, Diamond Dynasty, Mutt, Nut, whatever the fuck basketballs is called, is not worth your money. And whenever you put money into it, you are actively hurting the game because they will continue to focus on that mode and they will continue to focus on the things of that mode that are not important. They will not fix your matchmaking in that mode. They will not fix your chances of getting cards in that mode. I'm speaking from fucking watching this happen over the course of time. They will not fix the gameplay. They will not fix franchise, which is the fun mode. They will not fix fucking, in this case, Dynasty if it has issues. They will not fix Superstar, Road to Glory, whatever the fuck there is. They will not fix it. They will just come up with new card designs and whatever ratings they want to slap on them. That will be overpowered for the players who do pay to play. And then you're going to get upset because people are paying to win. And then you're going to be like, well, I need to pay to win too. No, just fucking quit the mode. It's not a fun mode either. I've done it. Like, collecting cards, like, okay, yeah, that's cool. But whenever you're paying for it, and whenever you're playing people who are paying to win, like, fuck it, dude. Just fuck the game. Like, get the game mode out of here. I say it for a long time. Ultimate Team should be its own game for losers who want to go play it. $20 off to the side. Stick, like, give it its own team. Fucking keep the main game over here. We'll pay the full price for it if it enhances. But, like, for the most part, I'm going to get this for the full price. But I'm not going to, you know, if it sucks next year, I won't be. I'll be waiting for the Christmas discount. This year for Madden, I'm already thinking I'm waiting for the Christmas discount. I thought about, because there's an MVP bundle, which we can talk about now, where they package together College Football 25 and Madden 25. That's also coming out this year in August. And I was like, oh, cool. Well, hey, if I can save money that way and get them both, maybe. Now, there's a deluxe edition. There's a normal edition. If you get this MVP package, you get both deluxe editions. In which case, it is more valuable to you. You will save about $10. However, the deluxe edition just gives you Ultimate Team shit. I don't need that. And if I want to get both normal editions, just say, you know, right off the bat for full price, I actually saved $10 by not getting the MVP package bundle. Well, that gives me both games. Because I don't need the deluxe edition. I don't need the Ultimate Team shit. The Ultimate Team shit does absolutely nothing for me. I got the new MLB The Show. I talk about it a lot. I love that game. It's a really solid game. I thought it was ridiculous how they didn't add anything to it. But the improvements they made in gameplay still made it worth it. Still made it worth it. I never said that about Madden. I have never once in my life said that about Madden. Because Madden just fucking takes away and puts it back in eventually. And they're like, oh, this is a new feature. Like, we had that feature 10 years ago, bro. No. So, I got, you know, the new show. I've had it for 2 months now. I have yet to touch Diamond Dynasty. And it's the most non-money spending player friendly of any fucking Ultimate Team mode. I haven't touched it. I don't want to touch it. There's no point in me touching it. I just don't enjoy those game modes. I don't think they're good. And, you know, if you're somebody who plays them, you enjoy them, good for you. But also, like, stop. Go play franchise like a real player. Go play, you know, the superstar mode. If you want a limited experience, a franchise is a little too much for you to bite off. Or maybe this next mode is for you, where it's Road to the College Football Playoff, where you experience a new way to play competitively and represent your favorite team in a Road to College Football Playoff. Climb the pole, upsetting the toughest opponents, make it to the playoff, and five for the national championship. It's a season-long game. It's a season-long. And then at the end of it, you can quit and do a new season. I don't know. Maybe collecting cards and collections does something for you. I know I have a Looney Tunes game on my phone, and where I get new Looney Tunes feels pretty good, but I don't know. I mean, I put money into the Battle Pass. I guess if you're like a Battle Pass person, cool. But I don't see any Battle Passes on there. I just see packs. And I see people spending thousands of dollars on packs. I don't spend thousands of dollars on Battle Passes. I probably spend $80 to $100 a year. A year. I've seen people on YouTube drop $1,000 like fucking a week. Actually, a week is probably too generous. It's probably like every other day, just drop $1,000. But, you know, YouTube revenue, I guess it's worth it. It's so fucking dumb. It's so fucking dumb, and it ruins the game, truly. At least on a mobile game, like, their whole point is they're pumping out people to, like, and it's free to play. It's free. This is a big one. It is free to play. The game on my phone is free to play. The battle pass and stuff is optional. It's the same thing with Smite, fucking Fortnite, Apex Predator, whatever the fuck free to play game you play, Overwatch. If you get the battle pass, you pay for it. But it's a free to play game. The money you stick into it is to support the developer. This is not a free to play game. You're paying $80 to put $1,000. Oh my god, alright, never. That's just a rant. I'll go on for a full fucking hour, and I don't want to. I didn't want to interrupt my own flow there, but Apex Predator, huh? Apex Predator. Apex Legends. There you go. Let's talk about other game modes. Let's talk about Road to Glory, because this is the game mode I always kind of go in to test the waters with. It's the one I go in like, hey, how's the gameplay? I used to make a wide receiver. Lately, I've been transitioning more to quarterbacks. I like a little bit more control. So here, and yes, I'm going to be reading. I'm sorry. It's just, I got to say what they say and then put my opinion on it. Live the life of a student athlete with your creative player and take home the Heisman as you build an unforgettable college football legacy. Manage your weekly schedule, GPA, and your image. Earn coach trust to get more playing time or use the transfer portal to get time and the glory you deserve. I think that's fucking cool if it is executed the way it sounds like it's going to be executed. In Superstar Mode on Madden, you go, you do like your whatever three games and like five drills, if that. You get drafted, you get the entire fucking playbook and keys to the city handed to you. In this, it sounds like, as a freshman, you got to start earning your coach's trust. You're not going to call the plays. Hell, you're probably not even going to start. You got to work your way up that depth chart. And if you end up being better than what the coach thinks you are, you can use that transfer portal. That's a new thing that we'll have to see how they implement it, because it could be really good. It could be really bad. depending on how AI learns how to use it, to be honest. But keeping your GPA up, I have no clue how they're going to do that, because I'm a fucking idiot. So if they give me like real tests, I'm going to fail them. But managing your weekly schedule, I was a student athlete. I was a student athlete, and it's not easy to manage your weekly schedule. That seems like a lot of fun. And especially earning your coach trust, working your way up the depth chart and everything. Maybe eventually you get to call your own plays, but to start, I think it should have the coach call your plays, and you just don't have much say in it. Like, you just have to execute until you earn your coach's trust. You have 4 years, maybe 5 years if you're a redshirt freshman, to do it. Listen. EA. If you do this right, you gotta look at fucking Madden. You gotta look at fucking Madden, you gotta say, because NCAA used to be a thing. NCAA used to be a game. And every year, NCAA was so much better in Madden. Not only in gameplay, but in like the ways they execute things. I don't understand how you have two games under the same branch, and one is just, and they're both football, and one is just so much superior to the other because of how they execute things. Like, oh my god, take ideas from each other. You're the same fucking company. Let's talk about Dynasty Mode. This is going to be the important one. This is going to be the one that I play the most. Create a coach and build a powerhouse college football program from the ground up. Establish your coaching staff, recruit the best talent, utilize the transfer portal, and watch your program ascend to the sports pantheon. So, pantheon. My bad. Reading. So this is just basically create your coach. It's franchise mode of the system. We'll have to see how they do recruiting, because recruiting was probably, arguably, the weakest part of NCAA 14. But they had this really sick coaching carousel that I hope comes back. You could start as an offensive coordinator of some shitty school, work your way back, and then like become a head coach. Eventually, you'll get an offer to be like an offensive defensive coordinator of a better school, work your way up through that, get like a head coach offer for a shittier school, go do that, then, you know, rinse repeat the whole way through. And it's a lot of fun working your way up the fucking ladder. Recruiting, like I said, is kind of iffy. The transfer portal will be interesting. It'll depend on how the AI uses it. Because they could just be shipping away their best players for no reason. I mean, like, I guess, I don't know the transfer portal personally, but like, small school to big school makes a lot of sense. But if Alabama starts shipping their players to, say, Yale, then that doesn't make sense at all, unless like they aren't getting any playing time and Yale's like, yeah, we'll just give you like all the playing time. And even then, I don't know if that's how it works. I don't know. But like, if AI just starts shipping, like, I guess a better example is if Alabama sends like a player that's playing 24/7 to the Florida Gators for no reason, or like the guy wants to go through the transfer portal for no reason. He's getting top tier playing time and he just decides fuck it. And then he goes to Florida and gets no playing time. I guess that's what I mean. Like, it's EA. The AI can definitely be so fucking dumb. But I think that will make or break the transfer portal. I think it's an interesting concept. Does need to be in the game, because it's in the game. And that's their whole slogan, EA Sports. If it's in the game, it's in the fucking game. I literally just paused to go get coffee, and I didn't forget the fucking coffee. I was going to go do... I went and got it. I was going to do a little ASMR for you fuckers. You sick fucks. Of me drinking it, but that shit's pretty hot. And I don't want to burn my tongue. All right, where was I? Ah, yes, the iconic atmosphere. Pageantry and traditions revel in the sights and sounds that electrify college football stadiums every Saturday with traditional team runouts, rivalry rituals. That was a hell of a fucking line. Synchronized crowd chants, loudness meters, as well as real game day audio, fight songs, and of course, mascots. It'll feel like home everywhere you look. And this is important to college fans. They're a lot more hardcore than NFL fans. I'm more of an NFL guy myself, so I'm a fucking casual. But I know, and I like presentation of my games. That's one of the things about the show, is a lot of people don't have the broadcast, this full broadcast. I do. I like seeing the shit that happens between the plays. I like seeing the intro, them talk about the players, some, you know, bringing up shit that happened, stories in the game. And I do believe a lot of this gives stories in the game. Like, rivalry shit. That's cool. Rituals, you know, traditional team runouts. That's all part of a bigger story, and I think that's very important. Now, here's something cool that I think Madden needs to implement and steal, like, immediately. Listen to the iconic voices of Kirk Herbstreit and Chris Fowler as they call marquee matchups, while Jesse Palmer, David Pollock, and Reese Davis take the mic for all your other games. They have a prime time commentary team to make those games feel more important than any other game. In Madden, it can be Thursday, it can be Sunday afternoon, evening, late afternoon, you know, prime time Monday, prime time Sunday. It don't matter. It's all the fucking same. It's all the fucking same. Nothing different. Like, I guess in the beginning, like, presentation package, it says prime time in red letters, and then that's it. That's all you get. That's the only way you know if you're playing a primetime game. Otherwise, it could be anything, and you're not, like, rewarded for playing primetime game. Like, it's not, you don't feel more important. You don't, unless they will have a special team for you. I still think they need some sideline reporters. I did see something, I don't know, it doesn't say it here. I heard it on YouTube that they're going to have, like, a picture-in-picture play-by-play or some shit. I don't know how that's going to work. We shall see, I suppose. But I think that's cool. I think it's sick that they're being innovative. I mean, they've had fucking 11 years to make this, so we'll see. I mean, I know they only started, like, during COVID, so it's more or less 4 years, but nah, they've had 11 years to brainchild this, to think about it. Let's talk about the Campus IQ gameplay features. That's their new thing. They're calling it Campus IQ. No idea if this is different from Madden or not, and they just renamed it to be college, but we'll see whenever we get more gameplay. The cinematic trailer was pretty sick, but EA is really good at hiding all their weaknesses in their gameplay trailers or their cinematic trailers. They're always really good at hyping you up. They can have the shittiest game and make you feel good about it. So they're claiming to have true college gameplay powered by a wide range of player ratings that fluctuate throughout a game, team tiers, and new in-game passing mechanics. EA Sports College Football 25 delivers strategic, fast-paced gameplay reflecting on true depth of college football. I know this got stuffy in the middle of reading that, so I don't know how I'm about to go about this, because spring fucking sucks. However, we'll see here. I like how it says that the player ratings fluctuate, which could be based off momentum, because player ratings should probably always fluctuate week to week at the very least, because some weeks you feel on top of the world and some weeks you're sick. Like, I mean, and then some players should have a quirk where, like, they play better sick, you know, the Michael Jordan effect. So, fast-paced gameplay, I've seen a little bit more depth of this somewhere. I don't know why it's not on their fucking website. But in big moments, there's a new substitution system, and I don't know if it's quote-unquote new or if it's just the old system and they gave it a new name for whatever reason, where you can, they compare it to testing your untested freshmen or trusting your skilled seniors. So we'll see here how that's implemented. I like that the player ratings will fluctuate throughout the game. I think that is a cool new feature, as long as you can turn it off if it sucks. Because EA has implemented some shit that should be super cool. Progressive fatigue, I'm looking at you. And it's broken and your players will disappear from the game forever. Yeah, that's a real thing. It was a great idea. And as a matter of fact, it was this next idea. The wear and tear system. This is what progressive fatigue should have been. A wear and tear system. Manage your player's health, limit fatigue, assess risk of injury, and avoid on-field mistakes by using strategic substitutions. There it is. To ensure your players are the best when it counts. Yeah, so whenever I hear wear and tear system, I think about NFL head coach 09 where you had like a body chart, and if their leg was getting hit a lot, it was in the red, it was at risk of being a torn ACL or something. You know, a wear and tear system where the more hits you take, the more risk you are of getting hurt. I think that's something very important in sports games. Like, I don't understand why they shy away from injuries, because it's part of the game. If your goal is to protect kids from seeing people get hurt in these games, then they're going to go out there, they're going to play the real sport thinking, well, hey, I'm fucking Superman too, I'm not going to get hurt. Then they tear their ACL. Like, you got to let the kids know what they're signing up for. Even whenever they're watching football on, we'll say Saturdays here because it's college, and somebody gets hurt, they're like, that never happens in the game. Stop. Stop. I don't know what you're doing. Stop protecting people. This wear and tear system is very important, because if somebody's getting hit a lot, you should watch out for them. You should. Pre-snap recognition, get the intel you need at the line so you can read the field and make the right decision when it matters most. That's just kind of that how good of a gamer you are. You know, how well can you read defenses? I don't know if I want it helping me read defenses. Like, I don't know. I mean, maybe it would be cool if your quarterback, depending on experience level, misread the defense or something. I would be down for that. Once again, as long as it's implemented properly. Home field advantage. The host team has tangible gameplay advantages in every matchup. I'm struggling all of a sudden. Test your squad's road game composure as you face various levels of distractions like screen shaking, missing pre-play icons, and moving play art. Now, I'm down for this as long as that's what they keep it to, because I think the home field advantage in Madden is just a crock of bullshit. If you lose the advantage of that game, good luck getting it back. It's just arcadey. It makes it very arcadey. I'm down for the screen shaking. Like, that's like loud noises. The stadium shakes. I'm down for shaky play art or even missing play art. But there are just some advantages in Madden that are just downright dumb. Like, I believe there's some in Madden where just the defensive lineman will win the battle every time, and you have no shot. Like, you snap the ball, you're sacked. It's so fucking dumb. Like, I don't know how Madden is so fucking arcadey. The only allowed sim game, and their arcadey is all fuck. That's all I have, actually. I will say Dynasty Mode is 32 players. That's been confirmed. Up to 32 players. So, with 134 teams, you can have up to 32. Everybody's going to take a shitty team, except for that one douchebag who's going to take, like, an overpowered stack team, unrealistically break all the fucking records and everything. Every group has one of them. You know. You can't help it. Everybody has fun in their own ways, and I don't want to say that they're wrong, but they are wrong. That's all I have for you guys. That's all that's on here. We haven't really got a lot of information. I know we're going to do more deep dives eventually. I'll probably talk about, depending on when it is, because I am taking that month off. I might show up here and there. I don't know. I don't know what my plans are. We're ending the season at the end of this month. But I might pop in whenever we talk about Dynasty, if the deep dive is worth talking about. Maybe a little, like, just a quick little 5-minute, hey, this is what's happening, I'm putting on here as a little don't miss me too much thing, you know? So, I want to talk about it. I'm excited for this game, but I'm hedging my expectations because it is EA. That's just kind of how I have to feel about it. I can't get too excited because EA has fucked up way too many Maddens for me to have complete faith and trust that this game will be good. Like I said, if they copy and pasted NCAA 14, it would be the best football game we've had in 11 years. But I don't see the copy and pasting here. I see them trying something new, innovative, which is good. But I'm nervous. Little nervous for them. And it's not good nervous. Like, I'm starting a new job, good nervous. But a little bad nervous. Like, I don't trust you, EA nervous. Fuck you, EA. Why do you make me wait to do this? I'm sorry for coming on Sunday. Please do vote in the poll below what day you want me to consider releasing on. Next season, season 2, we'll probably do Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. We'll see. I'm not sure about Sunday because football. Although at the same time, on days where there isn't, like, you know, Germany football or Europe football, London, I guess, I would be able to do like a quick preview for the day before doing whatever the episode's about. We'll see. We'll see what you guys want. We'll see what I want to do. And we'll see you next week. And by next week, I mean later this week, because it is Sunday, with probably an apocalypse episode featuring Rick. We'll see. We'll see if that comes to fruition, but that is the plan. That's the plan. Hey, everybody, thank you for listening. Stay awesome. Hit the fucking music. Oh, wait, the plugs. At the Real B Shrek, if you search it and I don't pop up, I don't have it. At Shrek Attack, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. Okay, stay awesome. Thank you. Hit the fucking music.
Yeah.
ASMR for you guys that stuck around. Yeah, you get it. You get what's worth it.